Why does the sound make the music? About sound in pictures and the play on words. There is no music without sound, and neither is there speech. It is all about setting the right tone, because tone matters, or as we say in German, the tone makes the music. This well-known saying alludes to the fact that it is not just what you say, but more importantly, how you say it. The tone of your voice is crucial. The right tone of conversation is key. Do you still have tones? We ask when we are astonished or even upset, similar to the English, I have no words. If you are at a loss for words, or as we say in German, at a loss for tones, you are literally struggling for words and trying to find them. However, if you then find the wrong ones, this may irritate the person you are talking to and lower the tone in the room. If you adopt the wrong tone, the way you say something does not fit the atmosphere. So you'd better hit the right tone, because no matter how true your words are, others will not listen to you if you address them in the wrong tone, and vice versa. Here are some more sayings about tone. If you'd like to flout something, remember to choose the right tone. This wise saying is by German poet Eugen Roth. During World War II, he was among the critics of the Nazis, and already back then, he understood how to offer his criticism in a humorous tone. If you do not hit the right tone, or even as we say in German, are unable to say any tone, others will soon adopt a different tone towards you, perhaps even an abrasive tone. And someone who is too full of themselves and shows off with words too much might get asked to tone it down. Monotony can quickly become tiring. So how about some variety, such as brightly painted walls, new clothes or a different hair color? In other words, varied tones of colors. Some people prefer a sober, one-tone look, but nevertheless, they like to dye their hair in different tones. This is only temporary, but as we know, the current tone can change rather quickly in the world of fashion. People who are trendy will be praised in the highest tones. What is fashionable and what is outdated will be explained with utter conviction, or as we say in German, with the chest tone of conviction. While the tone offers us a wide range of variety and word plays, here at Audioversum you can even see some sort of tone. Artist Thomas Ries tried to capture a tone in a picture. Vague and with blurred colors, his painting features some types of vibration and waves. We do not know whether the round shape in the foreground depicts a sort of ear trumpet or a trumpet mute, but this is not the point. The point is whether we are able to engage with subjective tones. Do we hear a sound when we take a closer look at this picture? And what can we hear? Music? Or is it just our inner voice speaking to us? As a Chinese saying goes, the quieter you are, the more you are able to hear. It is not the artist's intention to draw exact ideas. For him, the world is just visible sound. He draws what he imagines, what he thinks and hears. He connects the eye and the ear. He connects his senses. The picture painted is that of a hearing person. The synthesis of the senses is more important to the artist than the analysis. And he would be pleased to hear that the picture strikes a tone in you too. Audioversum.